WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
One of JB's favorite topics is a heat burst. Heat bursts are typically associated with thunderstorms, but there is another type of warm wind that is more common. A fern wind, that's spelled F-O-E-H-N, occurs when a deep layer of prevailing wind is forced over a mountain range by orographic lifting. As the wind travels up the mountain, it expands and cools, causing moisture to precipitate out. The dry air then passes over the crest of the mountain and begins to move downslope. As the air descends to lower levels on the leeward side of the mountain, the air temperature increases adiabatically as it comes under greater atmospheric pressure, creating strong, gusty, warm, and dry wind. Fern winds can raise the temperature by as much as 50 degrees Fahrenheit in just a matter of hours. The name fern originated in the Alps and Central Europe, which enjoys a warmer climate because of them. Fern winds are notorious among mountaineers in the Alps, especially those climbing the Eiger, for whom the winds add additional difficulty in ascending an already difficult peak. Fern winds are known around the world, often with different names. Argentina knows them as Zonda winds. In the Rocky Mountains, Canada, and Alaska, they're called Chinook winds. San Franciscans call them Diablo winds, while in Southern California, they are known as the Santa Ana winds. In South Africa, it is the Berg wind, and there are even more names around the world. Winds of this type are called snow eaters for their ability to make snow melt rapidly. This ability is based not only on the high temperature, but also the low relative humidity of the air mass. Fern winds are associated with the rapid spread of wildfires, making some regions which experience these winds particularly fire-prone. These winds are often associated in popular mythology with illness ranging from migraines to psychosis. The Santa Ana winds are often called the murder winds. A study by the University of Munich found that suicide and accidents increased by 10% during fern winds in Central Europe. The causation of fern sickness, however, remains to be proven. Well, enough hot air for now. If you have questions about weather terms, you can send them to question@weatherbrains.com.